Welcome to the Radio in Action podcast. I am Tim Price. I am the inside sales manager here at ICOM. And we are here today with the man, the myth and the legend, my guy, John Paul.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Tim. I appreciate it. It's nice to be on this side of the interview.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, man. And I was sitting here thinking about how we was going to enter this interview. And at first, we were going to nerd out and talk about how the VEPG4 is probably the best thing since sliced bread, or the debate between conventional and trunking, which is better when you have bad antennas, or we're just going to nerd out like that. But then I decided we should start with the elephant in the room. How my greatest nightmare turned into your greatest pleasure. I am the last living Dallas Cowboy fan, and his Eagles has won the Super Bowl, and I had to eat some crow. But John Paul, being the man who he is, he even found a way to make the Philadelphia Eagles football win turn into a radio situation.
Well, there you go.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a parade involved.
Okay.
The celebration, the parade, okay, and all that okay stuff.
So through some contacts that I have, I was able to make some arrangements to make sure that the ICOM radios that are available in Philadelphia were used to help coordinate a huge part of the parade. The Philadelphia Department of Emergency Management is a big fan of our product, and mm-hmm, they rent equipment from one of our dealers in the Philadelphia market space for these big events so that they don't need to maintain this high level of infrastructure.
Makes sense.
And they're used for various marathons, half marathons, bike races, and things like that. And every time the Eagles win the Super Bowl, those radios get to get rolled out. Now, I would like to remind our audience that as a courtesy to you, I waived your obligation to wear a Jalen Hurts jersey throughout this entire interview. So I just want credit for being a gentleman.
Well, I appreciate that on multiple levels, and also appreciate you being in the right place at the right time to always be an advocate for ICOM.
Well, thank you.
Now, with that being said, I'm sure that your accolades and your resume speaks for itself. But for our audience watching, who is John Paul?
You know, I spent the first 23 years of my life bouncing around various levels of government agencies as a contracted investigator, and finished up in the greater Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, running my own investigation firm. And retired in 2011 after a bit of a medical situation happened, and I was somewhere that a car didn't want me to be.
Yeah.
And I lost. So, but on the upside, I'm here today, and in a completely new way, a new career, mm-hmm, and a new pathway. And I have been loving the radio world ever since. And I use my experience, you know, both with the government process and the investigative process, to try to learn as much as I can about how our customers are actually using our equipment and try to provide a good solution for them.
Exciting things happen at IWCE, where we're using that experience of investigation to understand customer needs. And oftentimes there's a long-term solution, long-term solutions, but money could be an issue, right? So tell us a little bit about what you're doing at IWCE this year that's pretty exciting.
Developing a new system for a radio user, integrating multiple platforms of technology, and then deciding whether or not to use a forklift solution or a forklift upgrade, or a migration path. As a general rule, I'm a huge fan of the migration path for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
The migration path allows you to experiment with the technology as you buy it and implement it and grow those various pieces of technology. It also allows you an opportunity to support the immediate needs of the operation without straining the budget.
Okay.
So if you can plan out your immediate needs and your future needs and somehow come to a happy compromise so that over the course of however many budget cycles it takes you to achieve your radio success, then a lot of organizations are able to deploy a greater, more efficient system because they're no longer held to the budget constraints of, say, one fiscal year or two fiscal years. And a capital improvement can be seen with operating expense monies. Mm-hmm. And the advantages to middle-of-the-road organizations that don't necessarily have this tremendous capital upgrade budget, they're able to keep the radio system that they're currently using, integrate it with some of the new technology, and then slowly phase it out while they're bringing in additional products. And an example of that might be, say, a ski resort.
Okay.
A ski resort that already has 100 radios in use. They're being used by the ski patrol. They're being used by the first aid people. Mm. They're being used by the maintenance people, the grooming people that groom the ski slopes. But at the same time, the housekeeping people, the security people, and the front desk people all need to be able to talk as well.
Yeah.
So at the time that that ski resort, in our example, decides to make an upgrade, mm-hmm. what we would probably do in that example is upgrade security and, say, the ski patrol first to a digital platform. Mm-hmm. They go all over the venue, so they would need wide area coverage. Then we might consider the immediate needs of, say, housekeeping and the valets. They never leave the hotel side of things. So we might integrate them into a wireless LAN solution. Mm. But we use our gateway, as you quoted earlier, the VEPG4, which is ICOM's great gateway. We would use that to blend the systems together so that in the instance where a valet or a housekeeper needed to talk to somebody at security who's using a traditional radio system, then they would be able to do that seamlessly. But over time, we might also realize that the ski resort has buses that run down into town to pick up people from the other hotels, motels, etc., and they get shuttled up the hill on a bus. Well, that bus might go as far as 5, 6, 7, 12 miles if they're going to the local airport.
Right.
And then we can integrate them with our wider area LTE solution and blend that in. But in a migration plan, we're going to talk about how we can spread those improvements out to make the burden on the deploying team, whether it's the security, the maintenance, or the IT team, make that burden a little bit easier. Let them only deploy one or two things at a time. Let them learn it, master it, and become proficient. Then they can move on to another technology and help another group. The advantage to that versus the forklift upgrade is that they have all that extra time and the ability to pull from various budgets. When you do a forklift upgrade, we're talking about all 100 radios coming off the mountain and going, getting thrown into a box. We're talking about all brand new equipment going in, and everybody has to learn that new equipment somewhere between when you turned it off at midnight and it's going back on at 6 a.m.
Right.
So the learning curve is very, very difficult. And what we want to make sure that happens is that the purpose for the radio, which is operational efficiency,
yep.
operational security, operational safety, we want to make sure that that all remains in effect. And if people don't know how to use the new technology because it was deployed too rapidly, then that things go wrong.
Absolutely. Well, John Paul, listen, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you for not making me wear that jersey because it would have hurt my credibility as a Cowboys fan. We have meetings at Target every Thursday.
I didn't,
and I couldn't wear that.
I didn't know that you still had credibility as a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I do. I do. And the best thing about being a Cowboys fan, every year is going to be our year until we play a game.
Well, there you go. There you go. You know, there is the other thing to think about is when you're a Cowboys fan, you always have that extra time on Sundays in January and February.
Yeah, exactly right. So you're ready to come to ICOM America on Monday. John Paul, pleasure's all mine. Thanks for being a great guy. Hey, radio is in action. What more can I say?